and good morning. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Unmasked and Identified Radio. I am your host, Jeray Black, from jerayblack.com. And this morning, I want to talk about finding your inner courage. A lot of times, we can be so stuck in finding our courage in the things that we need to do in our own personal life, professional life, marriage, anything. We know that finding inner courage is sometimes easy for others and difficult for others as well. And I've been facing finding inner courage, and I just wanted to come on for the next 30 minutes and share my strategy and my outcome of finding my courage, and hopefully these tips will help you as well. So a lot of you may not know that I am the creator behind Unmasked and Identified series over on jerayblack.com, and also I started this maybe around January just to encourage women how to unblock themselves from their past, and also to how to unpack their baggage in order to go into the next stages of their lives. So one key area that I have been struggling with in my life is finding the courage to do more, be more, and have more, because I've been so stuck in trying to find the, not the passion, but the structure to move forward in my business. It's a startup blog and everything from November of 2016. Actually, yeah, 2016, because I was doing other things in blogging and I thought that that was going to work. I had this blog, it was an awesome blog called The ID Project, and it was focused on, you know, bettering your marriage. It was focused on bettering yourself as a woman. It was focused on bettering your self-esteem. It was focused on just being truthful with yourself. But as time went on and I was blogging for 2 years and I started to introduce it to other women and I started bringing people on inside behind the scenes of blogging and everything, and everything collapsed because I did not have the courage to really develop and strengthen the whole project, and I was losing focus. I was getting antsy of what I was supposed to do. And when you're antsy and when you're anxious, it doesn't profit you any good thing, because you'll find yourself really wavering in the decisions because you want to be impressive to other people. You want to stay in the grid. You want to do this and you want to do that, and you want to remain relevant in the social media eye. But in order to remain relevant, you have to have the courage and you have to have this steadfast position in what you're doing. And how to develop that is you really have to know your niche. You really have to know yourself in every area, whether you're a parent, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a wife, whether you're a homemaker, anything that you do, you have to have courage to see it through, no matter if it flops, no matter if people come and listen to you, and no matter what feedback you get, you have to have the courage to endure that. And I didn't have the skills to really seek out the knowledge of what others wanted. I mean, I'm intelligent, I'm smart, but that gets you nowhere if you don't have the courage to go out and ask for what you want, to go out and take that good constructive criticism, because you can be your own worst enemy when it comes to that. And so I am here to help you get over that hurdle and get over those struggles. So we need to talk about procrastination, because procrastination is such a big hindrance when you are trying to do something. Let's not mistake procrastination for courage, because you can have all the courage in the world and still stagger in procrastination. So I've been there, and I want to really, really stress that you cannot procrastinate where courage is concerned. You can have courage and still procrastinate. Like, if you want to do something, do it. make sure that you have the right alignment in what you want to do, as far as having the strategy, the tools, and then go conquer it. You want to make sure that everything that is vital to the steps that you want to take, no matter if you want to go to school, no matter if you want to learn how to sing. I did say learn how to sing because it's a talent and you can get that. But I want to really talk about courage. Excuse me. Courage comes from within. And you can have a lot of people that can beat you down and say that you can't do it, and you can let that weigh on you, but then you have the choice to let that filter out. You don't want to have people that is of a negative nature around you when you are striving to do something that takes courage. You really want to surround yourself with like-minded people that are going to uplift you, because even though I said previously earlier that courage, it comes from within, but courage can be built from people that are loving, that are there for you, and that want to see you win. That's when that courage builds up on the inside of you. Now, make no mistake that nobody is going to hand you your courage. They can be your support system. They can be there for you. They can help you to thrive. But that inner courage has to rise up to the surface and has to bubble over. It can start off as small. It can start off as medium, or it can just explode at one time. But your courage has to come from within. And how do you find that courage? If anybody has been through hurt, joy, any incident in your life to where you felt like, okay, well, this took this amount of determination to get here or to get there, you have to find your strength. And sometimes it comes at the most unopportune time in our lives. We have to build on that, because I know my courage came from wanting more, doing more, and seeing how other people were happy and finding what their niche was in life. And I kept asking myself, well, Dre, you have all these talents. Dre, you know how to do this. But what are you going to do with them? You can't be the Jill of all trades and master at none. So I had to find what worked for me, and I had to find my courage. And let me start back off by saying, okay, well, by me finding my courage, it wasn't easy. Me finding my courage took me looking within myself. Okay, Jere, well, if you're going to do this, you can't come half-stepping. Jere, if you're going to do this, you have to do it all the way, no matter how many times you have to cry, no matter how many hurdles you have to get over. And let me tell you, there's been times to where I really had to stop myself in my tracks and really have a pep talk with myself, because speaking about being abused as a child, speaking about being verbally, mentally, and physically abused is not easy. Talking to women about sharing their story with other women about being sexually molested, raped, that's not easy. But what took me to get to that point was courage enough to trust God with my heart, for to let my faith grow. And even that time to where when I speak at different events, it's not always easy to divulge that information, because the fear of being judged, the fear of people not understanding that hasn't been through the same similarities as my life. But when you get past that hurdle, you surpass all your fears, all people, doubts, everything. But you have to find your courage. You have to find your why. What is your why? Excuse me. And I'm going to share something off of JereBlack.com. And I want you to really, really pay attention to the similarities that may not even be there between you and I, but they're going to impact why and where your courage is going to come from. Okay, so my why is to stop the cycle of abuse between men and women. And the ratio between female victims that are in a partner relationship and the violence circle is at an all-time high of 94%, okay? And young women between the ages of 16 and 19 are victimized by a current or former boyfriend. That is at an all-time high of 70%. And nearly half of dating college women report experiencing violence and abusive dating behavior is at 43%. And half of youth who have been victimized of both dating violence and rape attempts suicide, that's at 12.5%. And about 4,000 women die each year due to domestic violence. And that is at 75%. But this is my major why. The majority of parents could not correctly identify all warning signs of abuse. This is at a 58%, like, did not see the signs that are within their children. So can you imagine being a parent and you cannot recognize what your child is going through? This is my why. That is my why. You have to find your why and you have to find your courage. Why are you moving forward? Why is this so important to you? And you, when you find your courage, you have to move on to the next level. You have to just kick procrastination in the behind. And because procrastination is your most daunting defeat. Because you can have all the courage in the world, and you could be close to opening that door and be at the focal point of that doorknob. But procrastination could stay right there, and you will never move to your destiny of pursuing your purpose of what God has given you. You have to know that with reaction causes a recounter of what you're trying to do. So when you encounter something, there's going to be a reaction towards it. So say, for instance, if you are going about your day and you see somebody that you want to help, you have the courage, but you see that procrastination is blocking you because you have to be here at work, and you see courage of wanting to help somebody that's in distress. Even though you have to go make your money, your courage is right here to do the right thing. You might be 10 to 15 minutes late, but you did the right thing. You might be hollered at by your boss. You're not going to be fired. But what is going to outweigh the other? Losing 15 minutes at work or helping somebody because you had the courage to do it? You see where I'm going with this, ladies? It's we have to break the cycle of not doing, and we have to do. Because in order for us to regenerate the strength in these young women that we did not have in our generation, we have to do something different. We have to stand up. And even though some things may hurt, even though some things might bring back bad memories, even though some things may not be entirely comfortable within your being, you have to know that it is okay. You have to know that it is not just about your purpose. It's about leading the next generation of women that is going to take us to the next level and the purpose that God is pursuing in our heart, because it all starts from within and it pours out. So we have to be counterproductive in this thing. It's not just about you. It's just not about me. It's about your children, their children, and their children, because we don't know when our time is going to end. We don't know when the next brave person is going to just appear in our lives. So we have to make sure that we do our part. We have to make sure that we are not defeated. We have to make sure that we are not giving up just because we don't set the standard in most people's eyes. We cannot worry about them. What we have to do is, we have to make sure that we answer this call. We have to make sure that everything lines up appropriate in the will of God. And I just want to go and back this up, excuse me, in scripture, because when I feel like I don't have the tools that I need, I'm always reminded that, you know what, God is, he is the source of everything that we need. He is everything that we don't even know that is already in us. So let's go to Philippians 1:6. And this is my verse that I go to when I'm feeling unequipped, unavailable within myself. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, you might not know what God has begun in you because you lack the courage to follow through. You lack the filter to let procrastination go. What I'm saying is, I did not understand the fullness of that scripture until I let go, until I really started to trust God, until I really started letting go of the reins in my life. Because let me tell you this, nothing is perfect. No one is perfect but God. But in him, we are made strong. In him, we can do all things. In him, everything is available to equip us. That's why in the Bible it says that we must assemble ourselves to be ready. We must put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to fight the things that are not just going on in this world, but in the spiritual realm. So your courage could be there normally, but in the spirit, it's not there. So how do you build up these things? We all want to be that Proverbs 31 woman. We all want to be, you know, uplifting others. We all want our hearts to be pure. We all want all those, and there's nothing wrong with that, but how do we get there? One, strength equals courage. Courage defeats procrastination. Procrastination is not there anymore once you get these tools. And once you surround yourself with like-minded people, because let me tell you, you have to change your circle in order to see these things. And I'm not saying, oh, delete everybody, forget everybody, but if you know that you have negative people around you, you cannot be concerned about that. Some people you have to write off. I'm sorry. Some people that you know or may not realize that is draining you, that is sent there as a source of just to sit there to stop you. And how do you know these things? That you have to pray. Excuse me. I have a cold. You have to pray these things. Okay, well, Lord, show me who's for me and show me who needs to get out of my way so I can go do everything that you have set my hands and my feet to do. You have to do that. And even though it might hurt, who are you going to please more, God or your friends? That's the bottom line. Who do you want to please more, God or your friends? Because at the end of the day, they have no heaven nor hell to put you in, but he does. And that is the most answer that I can give you right now. Because if you are a people pleaser, then you can't be a God chaser. You can't do both. If you are a people pleaser, you can't be a God chaser. You have to chase after God with your whole heart. There's no in between. There's no lukewarm. There's no cold. There's no hot. There has to be a flame that's set in you that cannot be dried out, that cannot go cold, that cannot lose its fire. And ladies, we have to learn how to keep that fire under us, good and bad. Good times, bad times, okay times, we have to learn that the body of Christ is losing its way. Individuals are doing any and everything to please people because they want to be accepted. But who are you looking towards? Because in this day and age, everybody is out for them. Everybody wants to look good, but then in the background, they're doing things that they're not supposed to do. So not being a judger of other people, but that's just how the way of the world works. And how are you going to let your light shine? How are you going to be an encourager of somebody else? How are you going to allow people to let them see the truth, the God in you. Because God says that our gifts will make room for us. So if you're starting out doing something, do not allow money, confusion, fear, procrastination, lack of, stop you. Because let me tell you, those are the most five or six things that can determine where you want to go. And when they determine where you want to go, and if God isn't in it, then it's not going to work. Bottom line. So let's get to the procrastination. Procrastination is you writing down a list. You got that list. I'm the queen of lists. I was the queen of lists. I will write it down. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And the list would sit there because I would get caught up in, oh, well, let me watch this movie because it seems good. Or let me go ride my bike. Let me go exercise. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. Instead of executing that list, instead of being determined to rise above anything other than, okay, well, I can do this, but fear is stopping me. I can do this, but procrastination is there. I'm really into this on this paper, but it ain't going to get nowhere because I'm not going to do it. Those were the thoughts that filtered into my mind. And when you have that mindset of, okay, well, this sounds good and it looks good on paper, but my heart is really not into that. I'm not going to do that today because I want to do this. I want to be superwoman. I want to do. No. Everything that you need to do in Christ should be doable. It shouldn't be written on paper. It shouldn't be doing this. It should be all clear, conscious in your head. Now, there's nothing wrong with creating a list to have order. But when you're like me and when you're coming out of being a huge procrastinator, it's you start your morning, you do. You execute it and you move on. There's no end. And then what works for me is when I execute something, I write it down just so I can know, Jeri, you did that already. That's how I'm filtering out the procrastination. That's how I'm filtering out, okay, well, I'm not just going to write it on paper so it can look good, so it can seem like I'm busy. No. The key things to filter out being an ex-procrastinator is not doing what you used to do. Create a new form of doing it and then writing it down when you finished it. Not doing what you used to do because it feels good. Now, we went on to how to get your courage, how to stop the procrastination. Now, when you get to these levels of, okay, well, I have the courage, I have the tools not to procrastinate, you still have to overcome stepping out of your comfortability. You have to know that, okay, well, with everything that's going on in the world, you have to be susceptible to, okay, well, this might happen. So when this happens, God, I know you got it. When tears come, that brings up that old memory. Lord, I know that you're going to lead me into the correct place. So when this gets done, that you'll have all the glory. Because we have to know that, again, it's not about self. It's about reaching these people that are lost. It's about reaching not just the masses, because even if we reach one person in God, then it's all worth it. We have to know that, okay, well, you know what? It's not about us. Because even when God brings the reinforcements to us, like strength, friendship, you might see somebody that you thought you might never see again, and God might use you for that time to say, you know what, yada, 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 it's going to be all right, and then keep it pushing. He might do that, but he might run you into somebody that you didn't like in high school, that you guys didn't get along, that he might send you to encourage them because they might be on the other end of being stressed out, being not in the right relationship, and you can't let what was in your past stop you from continuing to do what God has called you to do, because he can use people from our past for us to encourage them, somebody that probably couldn't stand you. He can use that very thing to turn it around and say, you know what was old, I can make new. Because God has done that in my life. People that I thought I would never speak to again, people that I thought I would never get along with, he's done it. So I know what can and cannot be done. And God can do any and everything that he chooses to do. But he knows when we're ready, and he knows when we're playing also. So don't find fake courage. Don't find fake procrastination stoppers or solutions that you think that is going to just work for you for that time. No, eliminate them altogether. Find your strength. Find your courage. Pray to God that he gives you the right people that's in your circle, and make sure that God is in it. Don't just, oh, I'm ready, I'm going to do this, because if you go out somewhere prematurely and you are not fully ready and God doesn't give you the green light to go, the enemy can come in and just shut that thing down and stop everything that you thought you wanted to do. So we have to make sure that everything is in line. Our courage, our procrastination, our will for God to equip us, and the go-ahead that God has given us the okay. Because finding courage can be easy for some. It could be hard for others. And it could be limitless to some people. Procrastination could be one thing, finding your strength, you know, getting rid of the negative people in your life, you know, doing all the things that I previously mentioned in this podcast. But one thing that we have to focus on is that God is in the mix of everything that we are doing, not just a little bit, but 100% tied into everything that we are doing, that we are asking for. And we have to make sure that it is him that is sending us out and not ourselves. That's the main thing. We have to make sure that God has approved it. And when God has approved it, then nobody can stop it. No one. And I want to close this edition of this podcast with prayer. Father, we thank you that you have given us the tools to defeat anything that the enemy has set up against us. We thank you, Father God, for being our mentor, for being our keeper, but most of all, for being our provider, our protector, and our increaser in our faith. We thank you, Father God, for the courage to do the unthinkable that we thought that we could not do, but in you we can, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all distractions being defeated, all procrastinations being derailed, and all the people that are negative in our lives being exited out of our lives, Father God. We thank you for true friendships. We thank you for true worship. We thank you, Father God, for true purpose in everything that you are doing for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that everything that you have purposed in us, Father God, is going to be edified in you. We thank you, Father God, for the people that you are going to surround us with, Father God, to help and to help our purpose, Father God. We ask, Father God, that as you send us out today to do your work, Father God, that nothing, Father God, we will lack in. Nothing that will stop us, Father God, but that you will be edified in all of your ways, Father God, in our lives. And, Father God, anything that we have done that is not pleasing in your sight, we ask that you forgive us, Father God. We ask that you strengthen our families, our marriages, Father God, our parents, Father God, our children, and even the grandchildren that are on the way, Father God. We thank you and we praise you in your Son, Jesus' name. Tune in, Father God, to everything that is concerning your people, Father God. We thank you and we praise you in your Son, Jesus' name. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and share with a woman that needs to hear this broadcast. Share, visit JareeBlack.com, and if you go to JareeBlack.com/unpack, you will receive a 7-day e-course email to really unpack your baggage and to really go to the next level in what you are missing in your life and in God. Be encouraged. I love you. Until next time, I'm out. Jaree Black.